Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 86th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. We are now in the redesign era, where the move from Fox Kids to Kids WB has been made, and the cartoon now has an edgier take to it. Miscarriage! I hope they do a story about that. Kids love miscarriages. Also, the show has been renamed into The New Batman Adventures. Many changes have been made to the character designs, as I mentioned on the Batman Superman movie 2 weeks ago. So I already mentioned how Batman, Joker, Harley Quinn, Gordon, Bullock were redesigned. So I won't touch those, but I will mention the new ones as we go along. Alright, it is 2018, so with all that out of the way, let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. Episode 1 of Season 5 is titled Holiday Nights, original air date September 13, 1997. That is almost 2 years to the date from the last new episode of Batman the Animated Series. The last episode we had, I believe, was September 15, 1995. They did actually move the show along 2 years, so these stories take place 2 years after the last new episode of Batman the Animated Series. I know most shows have like this weird floating timeline, like The Simpsons, where nobody ever ages. But they actually chose to move this along 2 years. So there's a 2 year gap between the last episode, which was The Lion and the Unicorn, and this one, Holiday Nights. The title card is nothing. We are rid of title cards. I think I mentioned that earlier in another episode. But that's it. All those beautifully drawn cards that I've been mentioning, whether I liked or not, they're gone. That's it. No more. Now it's just white letters. Alright, so this episode is different from others in the series, as it is actually three short stories told throughout the episode that aren't really intertwined with each other, other than they take place around the same time frame. Our first story takes place on December 22nd, where we are in a dingy motel somewhere in the middle of a snowy Gotham. Man, it must be cold in Gotham. It's snowing, it's December, it's probably like 12 degrees in Gotham City right now. We go to Harley Quinn, and what the hell, what have they done to Poison Ivy? She looks like a bobblehead. She's like really, really skinny, and she's like 3 feet tall now, and she's literally white, like the Joker. Like, her skin color is this weird gray, green, white tint to it. And just like the majority of female characters, I feel that this redesign makes them look awful. I mean, not all of them, some of them have a certain charm to them, but from the character designs from the animated series to this one, the women, I think, were the ones to take the biggest hit. Seriously, they used to look like grown-ass women. Like, you know, you would see Poison Ivy and you would think, that's a woman. You wouldn't think, like, oh, what, did she just get out of high school? Now they all look like little anime porn teens, like out of a nerd's wet dream. And speaking of which, Poison Ivy is sitting next to the open window on a cold, snowy winter night in her underwear. And so is Harley Quinn, because just like we all know, a 90-pound woman is not likely to feel any cold. Anyway, Harley Quinn wants a Christmas tree. Oh, gee, Harley Quinn, she's so... she's there.
I'm depressed, Red. Here it is holiday time, and we're hiding out in this dingy rat trap. No presents, no fun, no nothing. Can't we at least get a Christmas tree?
What? And support the mad campaign of botanical genocide that grips this country every December?
Ah! But Christmas trees are so bright and fun and pretty! Oh, please, please, please!
Calm down, Harl. I've got a little plan that will make this the happiest holiday ever.
We go to a party at Veronica Vreeland's house, and she's talking to Bruce Wayne, who surprisingly isn't being an a-hole to her. He speaks like in his regular Bruce Wayne voice for this episode, because I guess Kevin Conroy forgot. Kevin Conroy is the voice actor, by the way. Because after this, he just speaks like Batman for the rest of the series, whether he's Bruce Wayne or not. He always just speaks in his low-tone Batman voice for some reason. Oh, and also, he becomes an unbearable ass. He tells Veronica that he plans to spend a quiet Christmas at home. And she tells him not to mention that around her friends. Then a bunch of girls hear this and they run over to sexually assault him as they all start groping and trying to kiss him, including a girl who I found out is named Miss Bambi. And I mention her because I'm still not sure if her character design is racially insensitive or not. She's Asian, but her eyes are drawn like alien eyes. I feel like the animator wanted to give her like just little slants for eyes, but then he felt like, no, that would be racist. So I'm just going to give her kind of like cat-like eyeballs. But then her eyes don't have pupils. They're literally just like all black. And it just looks really weird. Either way, I posted a picture on the Facebook group. So join the group and take a gander and let me know if it's offensive or not. Anyway, all these girls try to kiss Bruce because he's standing under the mistletoe. But then a shadowy figure grabs him and plants a kiss right on his lips. We don't see who it is, but I'm guessing that it's Killer Croc. That's who I think it is. Later on, Bruce leaves the party and he walks past the limo. A female voice asks him to get inside, but he says he has his own car. Another more zany female voice calls him over, and suddenly Bruce seems to go into some sort of trance, and he like can't control himself anymore. So he looks inside the limo, and it's Ivy and Harley. Yay, Harley Quinn. They kidnap Bruce Wayne.
Ivy zapped you with her special lipstick back at the party.
Now we've got Gotham's handsomest, wealthiest bachelor to treat us to a holiday shopping spree.
Okay, I'm gonna stop with the Harley Quinn thing. I find her annoying at this point. But you know what? It is what it is. And if I keep mentioning it, it's gonna get really annoying. I'm sure a lot of you are just as annoyed with it, me saying, oh gee, Harley Quinn, as you are about her showing up. Anyway, the girls go to a shopping mall. And while Bruce is making like angry faces, they walk inside. And we get a shopping montage of the girls set to 12 Days of Christmas. And it's like a really weird montage. And it reminds me a lot of the intro to Beverly Hills Teens, which is an awesome cartoon from the 80s, maybe late 80s, early 90s, which is kind of like a cartoon equivalent of 90210. It's really weird. But it has like one of the most awesome theme songs ever, which you're going to listen to right now. Alright, so we're in the shopping montage, and actually I have a couple of questions here. No one finds it weird that Bruce Wayne is escorting two of Gotham's most famous criminals on a shopping spree? I mean, the girls are in full costume. It's not like they're just in regular civilian clothing. Harley Quinn has her face paint and her whole clown getup. And Poison Ivy is green. They were in, like, newspaper pages. Like, there's literally the episode where they're like the news of the town, so I'm pretty sure people still remember him. Also, there's a scene of Bruce Wayne signing the receipts, and he has like this awful face. Like every time he signs it, he looks like he's being forced to do it. I'm pretty sure you can clearly tell something is wrong. So maybe like the cashiers might want to phone the police or something. Anyway, the spree ends, and the girls are on the top floor of some fancy hotel with Bruce carrying all their bags. Bruce starts to resist the trance, and Ivy tells Hardy to give him another kiss. She leans in, and Bruce tries to back off, but he walks backwards into an elevator shaft. The girls think they killed him, and we get a moment that I did find funny.
I think the stuff is wearing off.
Can't have that. Give him another shot.
Right-a-rooney!
Give me some sugar, baby.
No, not again!
Oh! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! We killed him.
Oh well.
We were going to do it anyway.
We got his credit cards, what's to worry?
The girls leave in their limo, and Batman appears. Ivy causes the driver to crash into a toy store, which is actually Wacko Toys. And if you remember, that's where Riddler toys were being sold. So I guess they survived being affiliated with a criminal. Inside, Batman tries to go after the girls who are on top of like a giant tower of giant toys. Batman gets his butt whooped as Ivy punches him off the tower with a giant boxing glove, and then Harley Quinn smacks Batman in the face with a mallet. Batman falls to the bottom of the towers, and the girls try to escape, but instead of running, they start skipping and spinning like little girls. Like seriously, they're holding out their arms like in a stereotypical quote-unquote girly run, like with limp wrist, and their arms are like flailing about, and it looks kind of like Cripes on Friday. What's that movie? It kind of looks like when you see in a movie when somebody pretends to run away and they start like doing the little T-Rex arms, and they're just going like I don't really know how else to explain it. It looks like kind of like Jim Carrey trying to run away in a comedic fashion, I guess. But yeah, so they do this. So Batman shoots a grapple to the bottom of a giant Christmas tree and drops it on top of them to capture them. Maybe they would have gotten away if they ran instead of skipped.
Well, here's your stupid tree. You happy?
Yeah.
The end. Alright, we go to our second story. This one takes place on December 24th. We're again at a shopping center, but this one's more like the one from the movie A Christmas Story, where Ralphie goes to see Santa for his Red Ryder BB gun. We see Barbara Gordon, who actually looks great in the redesign. They didn't change much from her since she was always supposed to be like a young girl. The only difference is that she now wears black lipstick instead of red, and her eyeliner skills are on point. She's shopping for a Christmas present for her dad. On Christmas Eve? Who goes shopping for their dad's present on Christmas Eve? Anyway, she goes to pay for a tie when she hears a kid crying. The cashier tells her that she's heard of kids being scared of Santa, but that kids have just been crying all day. We pan over to see that the mall Santa is Harvey Bullock, undercover dressed as Santa, with his elf sidekick being Renee Montoya, who for some reason isn't wearing pants. Should she be allowed around kids?
Yeah, you big fry baby. Next!
I don't believe it.
You know, you could be a little more jolly, St. Nick.
Give me a break, Montoya. This is the lamest stakeout I've ever been on. We better get some lead on this invisible shoplifter soon or... Ooh.
You're not the real Santa Claus.
Sure I am. Want to see my gun? Ow!
Dude, Montoya and Bullock are great. I would really love to see like an entire episode on just them two. I know we had the episode POV that centers mostly on Montoya, Bullock, and that rookie. But I want like a whole episode where it's just them two trying to solve a case with no Batman or Robin or anything. That would be awesome.
My name is Mary McSweeney, Santa. Can you bring my daddy home for Christmas?
Gee, kid, I don't know. Where is your pop?
In prison.
You mean your dad is Mad Dog? I mean, Mike McSweeney?
Uh-huh.
Poor kid. I sent our old man up the river 3 months ago. Listen, kiddo, it's like this. I'd like to help you out, but, what I mean is, sometimes even Santa can't make every wish come true. Here, kid. Buy yourself something nice.
Thank you, Santa. Can I buy something for my daddy, too?
As long as it ain't a hacksaw, why not?
Anyway, so after all that, Barbara spots some kids shoplifting. She grabs the kid's arm, but it disintegrates. Montoya gets a message on her earpiece about the shoplifting suspects, and her and Bullock run after them. Dude, Montoya's chasing a kid with her gun drawn out. At this point, she doesn't know what's going on, so she just, according to her, she's just chasing some kid through the mall with her gun drawn out. So there's a bunch of little kids, and they're being chased all throughout the store by, like, a cop, Montoya, Babs, the store manager. It's like a bunch of little kids. And they all run into each other, and they meld into Clayface. Because Clayface is known for his petty crimes like shoplifting. Clayface causes a panic at the mall, which gives Barbara time to run into a clothing rack and change into her Batgirl outfit. Dude, she looks amazing! She went from having the gray and blue outfit, which made her kind of look like just like cute, to this black costume with the yellow bat with the black cape with the inside being yellow. Dude, she looks awesome now! This is so far my favorite redesign. Batgirl kicks Clayface out of a window into an ice skating rink outside, and she tells everyone to run. Montoya and Bullock run outside, and they just straight out open fire at Clayface. The bullets are going through him, and I'm sure into a panicked crowd.
Don't waste your ammo on him! Shoot the Santa!
You wouldn't.
Not you, dope. That Santa.
Dude, I seriously love these two. Clayface is electrocuted. So what happens is when she says shoot the Santa, they shoot this Santa display that's hanging. So it's an electric display. The wires come down into the water. Clayface is electrocuted. Although we learned that electricity had no effect on him. I believe in his like first appearance. But anyway, the day is saved. And we end on one last Montoya Bullock joke.
Well, so much for Frosty the Lawn Cigar. Let's get a cup of Joe.
Not so fast, Santa. We still have to recover the evidence.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Roll up those sleeves.
Ho, ho, ho.
Our final story takes place on December 31st. A football game is on TV. A color TV. What the hell? So the redesign gave everyone colored TVs, and technology has improved tons in those 2 years away from Gotham. Like, seriously, they have, like, a lot of updated technology now. They still have, like, the weird, like, 1940s, late 40s, 50s clothing style in cars, but their technology is, like, at that point, like, early or mid-90s. So it's really weird. Anyway, the football game is interrupted by the Joker dressed as a referee.
Ball is snapped. Altieri fades back, looking for an opening.
Hi-ho, couch potatoes. I'm interrupting the toilet bowl to bring you my very special New Year's resolution. Starting tonight at midnight, I, your loving Uncle Joker, do solemnly vow not to kill anyone for a whole year. Which means I'm going to have to work extra fast to bump off a few more of you today.
Hysterical.
As to who, how, and when, let's make that a game. A countdown of victims that will end at midnight. Unless our dear Dark Knight stops me first.
Gordon, Batman, and Robin? Why is Robin 8 years old now? And I don't mean like the redesign. Seriously, he's a little kid. So he's wearing a red and black outfit instead of the usual red and green. And I know why. So please don't email me at captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com to tell me about it. I know why he's a little kid. It's called sarcasm for entertainment of the show. Anyway, Batman and Robin and Cancer Gordon. Seriously, he looks like he has cancer. they watch the footage. Gordon tells Batman that Joker killed a Dr. Erickson who was working on some sort of sonic bomb that can kill anyone with an earshot unless they're wearing special earmuffs. The special earmuffs just look like regular earmuffs, but whatever. Batman says that Joker promised a countdown of victims, and there's no bigger countdown than the one at Gotham Square on New Year's Eve. We fade to Gotham Square, where there seems to be thousands of people. Joker and his Three Stooges henchmen are on the main stage preparing the bomb, and no one seems to notice. What I mean is, you've all seen the Times Square countdown. They have like little weird stages everywhere. Mariah Carey's performing on this one. Smash Mouth is performing on the other one. But then there's the main stage that's right below the big tower where that ball drops. So in Gotham, they have the same thing. There's a bunch of people. There seems to be one huge stage. And there's a giant bell instead of a ball. Joker and three henchmen are just like setting up a bomb in the middle of the stage. There's two dead security guards there, hidden behind a piano, but still, there's two dead security guards that I'm pretty sure somebody can see from some type of angle. And no one seems to care. They all just dance. Seriously, Joker is like Gotham's greatest villain. You know what? They probably deserve to die then. Like, this would be the exact same thing if Osama bin Laden just started prepping a bomb at the main stage in the middle of the Times Square and everyone just danced because No Doubt was playing or something. Joker made sure to bring Joker masks so that all his victims would die with a smile. Batman and Robin arrive and they see the crowd and everyone is wearing Joker masks because, sure, let's just go with it. No one knows who Joker is at this point, I'm guessing. That's the explanation. There was a huge amnesia bomb that happened, and nobody knows who Joker is now. There's a guy who pukes from being too drunk, I'm guessing. And I'm very sure that this is the same guy who thanked Batman for saving him in the episode where Gordon gets shot. It's either him or it's one of the guys that asked Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy to spank him when they were riding in the car. He looks like a very familiar character design, but I just wanted to point that out. Joker is playing the piano, and Batman throws a batarang at the back of his head, which is actually pretty hilarious. Batman and Robin swing in and beat the crap out of Joker's henchmen. Joker hits Batman with a bucket of champagne on ice and knocks him down. Robin, who is a little kid, I should mention, again, is grabbed by one of Joker's goons. Okay, so I'll explain the reason why Robin is a little kid in this series. He is actually Tim Drake, who is a different Robin from Dick Grayson. So he is a new Robin, and we'll actually get an episode later explaining his origins. But for now, it's kind of a little weird that we just got a new Robin, and he's a little kid. But yeah, this is Tim Drake Robin. The countdown starts, and Joker starts shaking the champagne bottle to celebrate. But Batman kicks the bottle, causing the cork to pop into Joker's eye. Batman grabs the champagne and pours it onto all the electrical controls as Robin escapes the goon and knocks him into the crowd. Joker gets up and shoots Batman in the arm. Whoa, like, he really shot him in the arm. I think that's a first for this series, like a bullet actually connecting. I know we had that episode where Gordon was shot, but we didn't see it. It was just all the action happened and then Gordon was on the floor. We actually see Batman get shot here. Joker is about to kill Batman when the bomb short circuits and it causes the giant bell that is set to ring at midnight to fall down on top of the Joker. The end. We cut to an epilogue where we see that Gordon and Batman have a New Year's Day tradition where they go to a diner and drink a cup of coffee together.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety?
Sorry, fellas, closing time.
But we want to sing.
So start practicing for St. Paddy's Day.
Hey!
Happy New Year, Commish.
I heard your buddy had a rough night. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't show this time.
And break our tradition? In fact, unless I miss my guess, that's him now. How's that arm?
Better than the Joker's.
Close one this time.
They're all close ones.
Well, here's to survival. Hopefully we'll be doing this again next New Year's Eve.
Hopefully.
And now, Joe, if I could get one of your famous cheesesteaks to go, I'll be ready to call it a night. Anything for you? One of these years, I'm going to beat him to the check.
The end. Even though this is the first episode of the redesign, there's not really that many after show notes here. We are going to be introduced to the new character designs as we go along, as well as some new characters. So as long, you know, when those come up, I'll be talking about them. The episode actually was based on an issue of Batman Adventures. Remember, this is the comic book I mentioned that kind of bridged the gap in those 2 years. So we had the comic book running, and when the new episode stopped being made, they kind of continued this with the comic book. I should correct myself from last week. I mentioned that whole miscarriage storyline took place in Batman Adventures. It actually took place in Batman Beyond, which is the same universe. It's just in the future, so it still falls into the same continuity. Miscarriage! So this was based on an issue of a holiday special in 1995. So the comic, once again, it's the same short stories, but there is one story that was not animated. And that is a story about Mr. Freeze escaping prison. He escapes prison to make it snow on the 24th because his wife loves snow on Christmas. There's big changes here. In this story, in the comic book, Mr. Freeze's wife is dead. So in Batman Sub-Zero, we learn that at the end she was actually cured. But in the comic book, she died. They revamped that whole thing. So she is no longer dead. Mr. Freeze's wife, Nora, is still alive in this continuity, which is the big reason why that story was not animated. But it's a touching story about Mr. Freeze. He does all this thing. Everybody thinks he's trying to commit this huge crime. But all he does is just go to his wife's grave and give her some snow because he wants her to be happy even when she's not there. So that's a touching story, which would have been a good story to animate, give this episode more heart. But I understand why they didn't do it, because there's going to be some big changes made to the Mr. Freeze character in an episode that's not too far from now. Ron Perlman, who many of you might know from Sons of Anarchy or Hellboy, is the voice of Clayface. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned that before, because he was always the voice, even from the first appearance. And that's really it for the after show notes, so let's head to the Bat Cave Archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Right, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where I rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. Remember, this is episode 86 and episode 1 of season 5 of the redesign era. Where would I rank this episode? It's a good episode. It's not bad, and it's a good way to introduce some of the characters, I guess. I mean, you get to see who Clayface is. Get a good grasp of Joker, and then Harley Quinn and Ivy. But there's not really much depth to it, to the stories. It's a fine introduction, especially if you didn't see the Batman Superman movie. This kind of introduces you to the redesigns. You know, introduces you to the new Robin, to cancer-diagnosed Gordon. No, he does not actually have cancer. I just think he looks like he has cancer. That's all I'm saying. I don't know, it's not really that, you know, not much substance to it, I guess is what I want to say. It's a fun episode, it's really good. I mean, time passes by, especially since it's split into three. It seems shorter than most episodes. And the one with Joker's pretty good. I mean, this standard issue fare for superhero adventures. We're ready to put this one at number 86. Let's see, that halfway through the list is the episode Be a Clown. And that's the episode where Joker kidnaps the mayor's son. And I like that episode because it makes Joker finally seem threatening. He kind of always seems like a buffoon, but in that one, he actually looks like he could be dangerous. So I like that one. Below that is Eternal Youth. That's the episode where Dr. Demeter, who some say was Poison Ivy. I'm not sure about that, but Dr. Demeter is turning people into trees. That one's pretty good, actually. Let's go a bit more below that. Ha, here you go. Our other holiday-themed episode, Christmas with the Joker, is at number 50. Is this episode better than that? Yes, it is, actually. That episode is not that good. It's ranked high because it's has a certain charm to it. It's a goofy episode. It kind of harkens back to the old comics from, like, the Golden Age. But, I mean, in terms of, especially the way it's animated, it looks horrible. But it's still fun. Is this episode better than that? Yes, it is, actually. This episode is a lot better than that, especially animation-wise. It looks really good. As far as the holiday theme goes, I like that they do the whole Christmas and also New Year's. So, yeah, this episode is that. Right above that, though, we have Harley Quinnade. That's the episode where Batman teams up with Harley to stop Joker from destroying Gotham with an atomic bomb. As much as I gripe on Harley, that episode is actually good. It's a lot better than this one. So I think this one falls right there, right in between those two. So at our new number 50, Holiday Nights. So it may seem that I'm not a fan of the redesign era, but that's not true. I do have a lot of gripes with it, but I do like it. It has some good episodes. It has some really good episodes, but it also has a lot of really bad episodes. Compared to the first run of the series, which was 85 episodes, the good outweighs the bad. The new redesign is, I believe, 20 episodes, and I'm not sure if the good outweigh the bad in this one. There's a lot of mediocre episodes, but there's some really, really good ones. But I am a fan of it. So, I mean, if I do sound negative, I apologize, but I promise you that I will come around to a lot of the stuff that the series is introducing. A lot of the result of it is that it's trying to experiment with the style of the show. So you're going to get a lot of episodes that don't necessarily feel like Batman episodes, but, you know, we'll deal with that as the show moves on. Everybody, thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes, or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are New Design Batman.